If you want to be a wise guy, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be a strong man, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be an Indian chief, cowboy, you can do it anywhere. You can't do it anymore.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the longest-running weekly episodic podcast that I sometimes host that talks about professional wrestling. I am a former two-time president of the United States. I am an IYH Hall of Famer. I am also IYH Rookie of Year. I'm the Poobah Pelvic Pulsation and the man who won't stop thinking about tomorrow, the Commander-in-Chief of Kick-Ass, President Clinton. And tonight I'm joined by the man of the hour, the man with the power. He's too sweet to be sour. He's West Virginia's most dangerous man.
1-inch biceps, the power goat. Bah! You need to add another name to your introduction there, President Clinton, and it is the man who rocks the White House with Elizabeth Hurley.
That's a rumor that I'm going to accept.
You could have worse rumors out there, about you.
I know. Can't complain too much about that one.
No. I'd welcome that one with open arms. But, my man, we have a lot to discuss tonight, and I want to kick the show off on a positive note. Then we're going to bring it down to a negative note. But the first note I would just like to say, there's a very special person out there, and it happens to be their day. What day is it? It is their birthday.
Birthday, you say?
Birthday. So let's wish a very happy birthday to none other than handsome Jackie Jones, the pride of the Pilgrims. Oh, man! The nature boy. Jackie Jones. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Jones. I think you should know that everyone in the Headyverse truly appreciates all the work you do on these podcasts, your videos, your... a constant source of entertainment, and we all truly appreciate the all the entertainment you provide us, and I hope you're having a great day here on your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Rocking and rolling. But now here comes the sad news. I hit you with the soft left, now I'm gonna hit you with the hard right. And that is Big Daddy V is no longer in this world. He has gone on to the big wrestling ring in the sky.
Yeah, that's a shame. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't an old guy or anything, I don't think. I mean, you know, obviously, I'm sure he had some health conditions because of his size and weight. But this one kind of surprised me, and you know, it's truly a shame. He died too young.
Big Vis, Viscera, had several names, Mabel, but I think everybody knew him. If you're a wrestling fan, how could you not know Viscera?
Viscera, Big Daddy V, King Mabel.
And even being such a big man, he could really get around in the ring. So,
always I was going to say always a guy I enjoyed seeing the ring, but more so his later stuff when he had his big run and he was the king. I don't think he was quite as good as he was there at the end of his career. I mean, his Big Daddy V run, his giant Playboy run, those were good stuff.
A Big Daddy V. I can see Matt Stryker now just running around the ring going, Big Daddy! I always got a kick out of how he was like his stooge. And then when he was the ladies' man, he would ass-hump people in the ring.
Which is quite the move.
It's quite the move. What do you think Oksana would do if she received that move? I don't think she could do much about it.
You don't think she'd knee him in the eye or anything?
I think if she did, she'd live to regret it.
Yeah, I'd probably get a kick out of it and be like, what are you doing later, Big Daddy?
That's right. That music would just come on. Because, I mean, like, her entrance music is already just pretty much porn music.
I mean, yeah, that and the NWO music, you might as well just have sex to it.
Yeah, I never really known that, you know, well, what her music would have sounded like until they started letting her win recently.
Yeah, that's how you find out what the Divas' music is they win, or they're the Bellas.
She's pretty cock strong anymore. She's just walking around like she's the cock of the walk. She's kneeing freaking bitches in the eye. She's doing whatever the hell she feels like doing. She owns the WWE.
Damn right she does. She's
when is that rug going to get pulled out from under her?
Whenever she stops doing whatever she's doing to Michael Hayes.
Does Michael Hayes have that much power? I kind of think he's probably the guy that everybody just kind of goofs about. He's like the fun-loving drunk and, you know, behind the scenes.
I think he might be one of those guys who everyone thinks he has more pull than he actually does. And once they realize he doesn't have it, then they, you know, pull away from him and he's got to move on to other game.
You mean I'm never going to be champion? That's my Oksana.
That is quite the Oksana. I think that's right up there with your JR and Wade Barrett.
Wade Barrett. Good old Wade Barrett. He doesn't seem so happy hitting on the podium anymore. Well, what's the deal? Why do they got to ruin my Bad News Barrett?
Did that even happen on Raw this week?
He just, like, jumped in out of nowhere, and he was like, what a murder. It appears I've got some bad news. He had no podium. He was just jumping out of nowhere telling people bad news.
Yeah, it was just a backstage segment, right?
And if I could remember who it was, I'd tell you who it was with.
The segment now, but I don't. I couldn't tell you who was in it and why.
Jeez, who was in it? Maybe one of the podcast marks will tell us, but jeez.
Was that when Cody and Goldust were playing with Legos?
That's right. That was so strange. They had grown men playing with Legos. I know you got to plug your products that's coming out, but, I mean, couldn't they have got, like, maybe Goldust's kids or somebody else to play with the Legos?
Hornswoggle. He's almost a kid.
He's very childlike.
Hornswoggle and the Bull, maybe?
Could you imagine Hornswoggle listening to this? Just like, you motherfuckers. He's like, going to be the fucking leprechaun eventually.
When do you think we're going to get our little bull Hornswoggle match?
That would be a good time.
It would be good.
It's bound to happen sooner or later.
I would think so.
Hornswoggle and the bull, and they're just out there. It'd be an epic.
To be fair, now that I think about it, I don't think these were actual Legos. They were some knockoff brand, but still.
They were knockoff Legos?
They weren't Legos. They were like, you know, WWE action blocks or something.
Oh, my God, WWE. Is there no low you won't stoop to? Now you're ripping off the Legos? Even though Legos are pretty expensive, though. But.
You know, I haven't looked at Legos in quite a long time, and then I looked at them recently. They are expensive.
I think they've always been expensive, because even when I was little, it was like, no, you just got to get this one. The one that's just like the car, the little individually wrapped car. You can't get like the castle.
Now, the castle and stuff, those were always expensive.
They were pretty awesome, though.
Now, if you, you know, knew what you were doing, you just got the box of, you know, not made for anything Legos and make whatever you want. That wasn't such a bad deal. Just the big tub of random Legos.
I remember my cousin had, I think it was a Millennium Falcon or something.
I do remember that being in Lego form.
Yeah, I think he had that, and they kept it over at my grandma's house, and I used to always play with it when I was little. And it was pretty awesome. It had all these Star Wars characters and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Good times. Good times. Well, speaking of Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with that. I was trying to make it a segue, but it wasn't happening.
I think
happening.
What you meant was, how the hell is Carrie Fisher going to be in the new ones?
You know what? I do want to talk about the new ones now that we've brought it up. I was thinking about this the other day. I was talking about it with some people, and I'm like, all right, the prequel makes sense. It's explaining what happens and how you get to Darth Vader, and, you know, it was horrible with Jar Jar Binks in the first one, but they kind of wrapped it up by the third one and made it passable. So you go through this, you destroy the evil empire. What are the next three movies? Because I don't know. I'm not into all the fan fiction or the books that are written or anything. I've just seen the movies. But my thought would be it'd be like reorganizing the Galactic Senate. What is it? Just going to be like parliamentary procedure and drafting a new constitution. And
that doesn't sound very good.
It's like C-SPAN, but with aliens.
I'm sure they'll think up something, but that's for J.J. Abrams to figure out. Because I guess he's the man who's taking the helm. He's going to be running the show.
I hope I'm wrong about this, but, you know, after wars and revolutions and, you know, it's kind of boring stuff afterwards, you know, setting up government, you know, peace. I don't know. Maybe they'll have to hunt down the remaining Empyreans. I don't know.
It's just them just partying the entire time.
It's just three movies of them being like, woo, we won, yeah!
Luke trying to raise his kids. He's just
I don't know.
I'm sure Han Solo will be in there somewhere.
Yeah, but they're all going to be old.
I know, yeah.
So I guess it's got to be like 20 years afterwards, or hell, 30 years afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Those movies came out in the 70s originally.
Yeah. First one was 77, I believe.
Yeah, so it's going to be like 40 years afterwards.
Damn, Star Wars. WWE needs their own Star Wars for the WWE films. Just blatantly rip it off, just like they did the Legos.
Now, who would play the WWE version of Darth Vader?
The WWE version of Darth Vader would be none other than... Well, I think you gotta have Vince McMahon as Darth Vader.
Wouldn't he be the Emperor?
I guess he would be the Emperor. So who, I guess, Triple H maybe?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And then Jabba the Hutt, you could have, let's see, who would be Jabba the Hutt nowadays? Because they hardly don't have any fat guys in WWE anymore.
They could use Tubby Fatterton.
Yeah, but he's just not fat enough. Jeez, what happened to the fat guys? And then you could have, like, the great Khali as the Wookiee.
As Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
I like that.
Have you seen all this Chewbacca bread they're selling nowadays?
Chewbacca bread?
Yeah, they're just all over the place. Subway's like, get your Chewbacca bread.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Ciabatta?
Oh, is that what they're calling it?
It's kind of a... Isn't ciabatta bread like a more of a flatbread?
I guess so.
It's certainly not
bread.
Chewbacca bread. I know that.
Chewbacca. Where the hell did he come up with this? Ciabatta bread. Then they put fucking avocados on everything. You're like, who wants avocados? I don't want no avocado. And then they got this new thing. They're like, they were setting themselves up, oh, we're the health food place. Jarrett comes here to lose some weight and all this and that. And now they're like, we got Fritos on a sub. So has all this health food stuff that dried up?
That's what I was thinking, too, when I saw that. I'm like, oh, my God, Jared's going to get fat.
There's no way Fritos on a sub could be healthy for you.
No,
they're not.
Can't be good for you.
They're not just putting it out there like, look at the calories on this thing. You can eat a billion of them.
Mmm.
Fritos on my sub.
The other thing about Subway is I rarely ever know who their celebrities are on their commercials.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
they get these like D-list sports athletes and stuff.
Now, I recognize the ice skater dude, but Ono or whatever his name is, Sonny Ono.
Yeah, Sonny Ono sounds right.
That's pretty much it. I know he's like an ice skater of some sort. And but the rest of them, I don't know who the hell they are.
I don't even think he was in. He's not in this Olympics. I know that, and I don't even think he was in the last one.
Apollo Ono.
Apollo Ono. That sounds right.
He's like Apollo Creed.
I think he is Sonny Ono's son, though.
They need Apollo Creed for a freaking Subway commercial. That's what they need. He could be like, Subway brought me back from the dead. And it will be a true statement, because they did.
Speaking of Apollo Creed, what is his name?
Consequences Creed?
No, not the wrestler, the actor.
Oh, Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers. This is really old now, but after, this is like probably close to 8 or 9 years ago now, but after Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor of California, Saturday Night Live did this funny sketch with Carl Weathers. It was Carl Weathers saying he was going to run for governor and he didn't care what state because, you know, he was in the movie Predator, mm-hmm. and so was Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura. And it was this whole skit about he's going to run for governor because everyone else from Predator had done it
mm-hmm.
and won. It's very funny. I should try to find it.
I'll have to look at that. I'll have to check it out.
Huh. I love how these people listen to us just jibber jabber for, you know, 30 minutes usually before we get around to wrestling.
We're going to talk some wrestling eventually.
Ah, I don't know if we even are.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares? These marks, they'll listen to anything.
I think one thing we can talk positively about in the wrestling world, and that's because we can't remember a goddamn thing that happened on Monday Night Raw, and that is TNA Impact. I can't believe this. I'm having to eat all my words here. They're starting to have good shows.
Well, here's how TNA works, and I agree with you. I thought this was a fun little show. They can string together 2, 3, sometimes 4 or 5 really good shows in a row,
mm-hmm.
but then they become TNA again.
They're like, wait a minute, we're supposed to suck.
Maybe it's because, you know, they tape like 30 of them at a time, and then they mm-hmm. take 6 months off, and they're like, oh yeah, what were we doing? I don't care, just go out there and wrestle.
It's kind of like, you know, the when you get out from school, and then you come back the next year, and you're like, how do you fucking multiply again?
Yeah,
how do you add stuff?
What? I before what? Except after who? I don't know.
what's going on here. But yeah, TNA Impact. I enjoyed their show last week. They had some good stuff. They had Abyss confronting Eric Young in the ring, talking about how he needs to fix this. He messed up. And it wasn't like anything that was just setting my world on fire, but I thought it was a good little promo between the two.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was just something, you know, to lead into something else, so.
There was still probably too much Dixie Carter jibber-jabbering going on the show, but I thought the show was pretty well-paced, and I enjoyed it.
You had the in-ring debut of MVP, TNA, of course.
In TNA.
He beat up on Rockstar Spud.
I did enjoy all the stalling and stuff Rockstar Spud was doing. It was it was very reminiscent of Larry Zbysko.
I don't want to like Rockstar Spud, but he is kind of winning me over a little bit.
I'm kind of in the same boat, but he is so goddamn small.
I know,
mean, he's got to have just made the cut to not be a midget wrestler.
Yeah, man. The wrestlers just get smaller and smaller as we go along.
I don't even know what midget wrestlers will be like in a few years. They'll be like 2 feet tall.
I'm just going to say it now. They've legalized pot, legalized the roids.
Legalize them now. Wrestling needs them.
Exactly. And cocaine.
There you go. Legalize that one, too. But just for the wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe that's why it's, you know, dropped off so badly in the last decade or so. It's just like wrestling's been the shits. They need the steroids and they need the cocaine. But I don't know. People are going on in our forum. You can go join our forum at IYHWrestling.com. There's a little box on
this side. On it lately.
Yeah, I'm trying to post a little bit more.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, Itcher's back.
Trying to, you know, read up on it. I'm like, man, you know, I just sit around here doing nothing a lot. Maybe I could look at this here forum and post to the podcast marks. And that's what I've been doing. So, they're all abuzz saying, like, why the hell? Because there's been a report come out that says MVP is their locker room leader.
And yeah, MVP and Samoa Joe.
And the Samoa Joe. And, like, I could understand Samoa Joe, but a lot of people are up in arms about MVP being, like, a locker room leader. And I'm saying, who cares? If he's doing something positive for the company, why not? I mean, my God, has TNA been bad for so long? And I see it, you know, in the last 3 weeks of episodes. It's been pretty good. I mean, the first one where MVP came in, it was good. The next one after that, it kind of cooled off a little bit. But the last one here, it was a good show.
I thought the last 2 weeks of Impact have been pretty good.
So if MVP is the cause of all that, then more power to him. Thank you. Thank you for making this an entertaining program. That's what I got to say. I know a lot of people are like, oh, he just doesn't have power of the entire company. But I think TNA is so, like, I don't know, it's just a mess, and I don't think anybody really knows what to do in that company right now. So if he came in and, you know, got him on the right path, then good for him.
I'm really curious what they're going to do. At some point, these taped shows from the UK are going to be done, and they're going to have to film new ones. I don't know where they're going to do it.
I just hope that they continue to be good shows, because I'm actually excited for TNA for once. I'll probably watch it live tomorrow.
I did it last week, and it's been a long time since I
didn't regret it either. So.
No, I thought it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Watched it in the chat room with the fine folks there.
Mm-hmm.
It was good times.
The headline in the show was Mr. Anderson taking on Bully Ray in the casket match, and that was a fun little match. Not saying it was like an epic or nothing, but it was pretty good. I mean,
it was pretty good. Yeah, can't complain about that. What did you think of the Willow segment?
Yeah.
The vignette.
I thought this is probably going to be a big bust. But Jeff Hardy, it's strange seeing him being this guy who's like a new character and they expect us not to think that that's Jeff Hardy, but it's like, on the other hand, it's like, well, Jeff Hardy, he's a pretty lame duck character anymore anyhow, so what the hell, let's give this a shot.
Yeah, it was my kind of, at first I'm looking at this vignette, I'm thinking, well, this is kind of cool, and then they're showing, I'm like, wait a minute, that's Jeff Hardy, and then I'm like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought to myself, well, I really don't care to see Jeff Hardy wrestle in TNA anymore, so maybe a new character is a good thing.
Yeah, so let's see it. He's going about Willow. I don't think he's Willow the Wisp like he was back in, like, whenever he first started out with his little, him and Matt's company.
See, that's what everyone's been telling me, is that, oh, yeah, this is his old gimmick. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
He's always been Jeff Hardy. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, that was really underground stuff, and I guess they sold some tapes on, like, on a website somewhere. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you'd have to be really crazy to go in and find out about that stuff. But, I mean, I've heard about it, but I've never really seen any of the tapes because, you know, I've got a life. I don't want to be watching Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy's backyard wrestling. But I hear some of it was pretty good. I mean, I saw the stuff they had on the shoot interview that Big Vision Entertainment did. And they had a few little segments from it. And they had High Voltage, Matt Hardy's character. And I didn't see too much of the Will-O-The-Wisp stuff, so... No.
I don't know. Looks like a really cool kind of character, though. Just kind of freaky.
Kind of reminds me of, like, Seven for, you know, when they were doing that in WCW.
Well, that paid off well.
I mean, the vignettes were pretty cool. And then it got up to the top, and then it just, like, he came out, he's like, I hate fucking Gold Dust. he's like, I hate Vince McMahon, and I'm not doing this bullshit no more. And I was like, what? Why not? It seemed pretty good.
That it did. That it did. It
just kind of strikes me as like those crazy characters WCW would pull off, like Berlin. Like, you're like, that's Alex Wright, but all right, I'll give him a shot. It's Berlin now.
I always liked Berlin.
Yeah, why not? He would just come out and speak some German every now and then you're like, you're supposed to hate that guy. Hacksaw Jim Duggan just hands him his ass.
That's what Hacksaw's there for.
He's like, new character, don't think so, pal. Beating him.
Let's see, what else happened on Impact?
That's a hell of a way to debut a new character.
Just beat him.
Yeah. I know you guys got a lot of time learning this, but I'm the Axel. I'm going to beat him 1, 2, 3 in the middle of the ring.
See, I know.
Offense? No. He's not getting no offense.
I can understand how guys like Hogan, Hall, Nash, Macho Man, you know, why they would get away with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
How does Hacksaw say, you know what, brother? 3-point stance, down you go, 1, 2, 3.
I think they learned, you know, later on, because later on he was getting belts out of the trash can and everything else. So. I think they're making up for the squashing of Berlin there.
Maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Chris Sabin and Velvet Sky, I thought that was funny.
It was funny. He's just a total ass challenging.
Why'd you kick me in the knee? Why?
Yeah, I'm not sure if she meant to do that or what, but he backed up and he was like, what? Because she went for a nut shot, but she kicked him in the knee.
Ruined his cup spot.
And then he was like, and then he turned around, he's like, you're so stupid, stupid, stupid. And then she did the little low blow shot, and then that revealed the cup, I think. No, I think like she kicked him, and then he revealed the cup and start calling her stupid. And
yeah, he kicked it. She kicked him in the knee, which I, like you, think she messed up kicking him.
He covered up for him pretty well, though.
Yeah. And then, you know, she actually kicks him again in the nuts, and then he laughs at her and pulls out the cup, and I liked it. And they debuted this giant-ass woman.
Giant-ass woman. If that's her name, that is a money gimmick.
They're going to call her G-A-W.
Giant-ass woman.
Giant-ass woman. I don't know. Apparently she's big on the indie scene.
You know, Mike Tenay needs to take some notes from Vince and pronouncing people's names. Like, he needs to be like, and here she comes out to the ring. Giant-ass woman.
That would be good.
It'd be a little out of character for Mike Tenay, but hell, what the hell? Let's hear it.
Maybe Taz can advise him on being more like Vince.
Yeah, that's true. If he's in the company, that's another thing they've been posting about on our message board is Taz. There's a rumor going around that he wants to leave TNA and go back to WWE.
Of course he does.
Is this a new thing? I mean,
I don't know. I just assume everyone in TNA wants to be in WWE.
Well, he left WWE to go to TNA, but now he
wants
back.
Well, I mean, do you really want to work the WWE schedule if you're Taz?
Yeah, that's true. TNA's got a pretty cush schedule. I don't even think he had to go on that tour to, you know, over the big pond there.
It was weird because I thought maybe he didn't go because, not this last show, but the one before that, JB was doing the commentary.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure Taz was doing it on this show.
Yeah, he was. I'm thinking they did it like they recorded it. That's
from
what
like
I'm
a. They, you think they did it from like a studio or something?
Or he
afterwards?
Was on Skype. Just put me on the phone with Mike Tenay and we'll be on the Skype.
So that's why it was on like a 10-second delay for Taz.
I got some fantasy football I need to watch here. Got to find out what player does what.
Don't you think that they probably have all of Taz's lines already recorded? And he just, you know, hit the yam bag button, hit the pigeons loose button.
Yam bag. Yeah, but a lot of TNA news, a lot of TNA news. It's like another thing that's come out is that, I thought they said Tommy Dreamer, he's like working behind the scenes right now, booking shows or something. That's what I heard. I've heard that
he's scouting indie talent for him, and he's kind of like taking the agent role that Jeff Jarrett had.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so it's good for him.
Yeah, good for him, and obviously doing a better job than Jeff Jarrett, I guess.
Jeff Jarrett was just like, we need NASCARs and wrestling. That's what we need.
See, everyone's excited about this new Jeff Jarrett promotion, and I'm already thinking, it's going to suck. It's Jeff Jarrett.
I just wanted to know what insanely inappropriate name he comes up with for this company. I'm just wondering. I know it's going to be something stupid. Like TNA.
Like TNA, exactly. It'll be horrible. I don't know. It's Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett is a solid wrestler, but I don't think he's got very much creativity.
And he hates his pops.
He does hate. Well, I don't know if he hates his pops, but he certainly fired him.
I don't think you can fire your father and not hate them.
Well, yeah, I think you might be onto something there. And also, you fire your father, who was one of the most successful wrestling promoters ever.
You think he just looks at him and says, get out of here, slap nuts.
Well, that was my point about Jeff Jarrett's creativity, is like all of his characters have just been kind of...
The same?
The same, and
he's the chosen one, and he's the king of the mountain.
Once he took away his flashy hat,
I missed the suspenders that went all the way around.
That was always such a weird look.
Yeah, it's like that doesn't look easy to wrestle in. I mean, somebody's arms got to get caught up in it or something.
I did like when he was doing the MMA gimmick, because I think MMA is pretty boring and it made me laugh, but he was making, you know, children tap and arm bars and ankle locks and stuff. That was good television.
It is, yeah. That's good stuff. So, yeah, so can't say it anymore, I guess, but excited for TNA. Glad Samoa Joe's, you know, doing something. I'm kind of excited that he's going to be in a main event spot with Magnus there.
Yeah, that's at Lockdown, I guess.
Sounds good to me.
When is Lockdown? Do you have any idea?
I think it's coming up pretty soon, but I know it's not this weekend because the Elimination Chamber is this weekend. So
the very last WWE pay-per-view.
In a sense, yeah.
I'm surprised they're not hyping it like that.
You think
I guess we'll get
anybody's going to be paying the $50 anymore?
I don't know. My thought was,
like, unless you just don't have the internet or something.
If you don't have the internet, do you really have a cable box?
That's true.
I don't know.
You could, I guess.
Maybe you could.
It's possible.
I just think, and if this is the last pay-per-view that you're going to have to buy for $50, I thought they were going to build this, like, really incredible show, and they were going to do all sorts of weird, you know, unique stuff, or, I don't know, maybe bring back War Games for it. I don't know what they would do. But I thought it was going to be, like, this super stacked show that you had to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wouldn't want to wait the 12 hours to watch it the next day on the network for $10, you know what I mean?
No siree. I think they're just like, well, let's just get this one over with, and then we're up and running. We're ready for WrestleMania. Screw the Elimination Chamber is what they say. They say, I know how we'll get people excited for this one. We'll take our champion. We'll beat him in every match, except for Christian.
Except for Christian.
Christian doesn't get a win.
Well, by WWE logic, you know, that means that Christian will probably walk out of there with the belt.
Oh, my God. No. That's like The Miz headline in WrestleMania again or something.
I don't know. It would be even worse than that.
Can't get excited for this WrestleMania. I know Randy Orton's just going to end up retaining it. There's no way they're putting anybody else in that spot. I'd be highly surprised if they actually let Daniel Bryan win or anybody else. I think it's just going to be Randy Orton. I mean, how terrible would it be if he just loses every single match going into the Elimination Chamber, and then he just loses the Elimination Chamber?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing here.
Boring the piss out of me. That's what they're doing.
They're doing a good job of that, yeah.
I'm not excited for WrestleMania. I'm not excited. I guess I am a little bit excited for the Elimination Chamber, but man, this doesn't seem like a WrestleMania. It's like Batista, Randy Orton on top. Yeah, you got some other matches going on. I'm kind of excited for the Wyatts versus, The Shield.
The Shield, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they will pull a switcheroo in the chamber and take the belt off Orton.
They could. It's possible.
I don't know who they put it on. Maybe you would think Daniel Bryan, but I don't know. Who wants to see Daniel Bryan Batista?
Yeah, I don't want to see that. No.
Probably the Mark. Well, anyone Batista in the main event just doesn't really excite me.
I was kind of excited for Brock Lesnar and Batista when that rumor was going around, but
that would be good.
I thought they could have something good, but I guess that's not going to happen. Jeez.
I don't know. It's weird. But it certainly is. Maybe they're going to turn it around this next Monday, because usually right after the Rumble, up until Mania, is all really good. And I've thought that so far it's just been kind of meh.
Yeah, I'd give it, you know, a meh, too. I'd say, you know, just all the stuff that's been happening on Raw, it's just been kind of meh.
Yeah, I agree. So, I don't know, but You know, there's all, and none of this was confirmed on Raw or anywhere official, but all the dirt sheets and stuff are saying that next week on Raw, because it's the night they launched the network, like everybody and their mother is going to be on the show, like the Hulkster's supposed mm-hmm. to be there and the Undertaker. And mm-hmm. So, but they didn't say any of that this week. They didn't be like, guess what, guys, next week the Hulkster will be here. You know, nothing like that.
I guess, I guess they're just trying to, you know, get people all excited while the show's on, maybe, and they're just going to really be pushing hard for people to sign up for the network.
Yeah, I mean, like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to buy the network, oh, and then you see, you know, holy Nikolai shit. Volkoff there, and you're like, oh my God, I got to watch all the Nikolai matches.
That old fossils out there. Hulk Hogan, well, I gotta get the network now.
Hey, I'm all hyped for Hulk Hogan. They gotta put the belt on that man. He's gotta find a way. Here's what I think is gonna happen.
What if Christian gets hurt and he can't go into the Elimination Chamber match? Because there was rumors about that on the forum.
There were rumors about that.
And so Christian can't participate. And then, like, Hulk Hogan comes up to him behind the scenes, and he's like, what are you going to do, brother? And he's like, I don't know, Hulk, but I know just the right man to take my place. And he's like, and Hulk Hogan just seems befuddled. He's like, who could that be? And then he looks at him, and he goes, you, Hulkster. And he goes, what? Me? And then he's like, okay, brother, see ya.
All right, brother, I'll do that for you.
His old ass is going to turn around and start running that ring faster.
Well, that's one option for doing it.
See,
other...
Christian, I won't talk to you in forever. This is the last conversation we'll ever have, kid. Because you're going nowhere after this.
He'll join the Hulk Hogan moments where he says Austin Aries is the greatest wrestler alive, and then later he says Chris Sabin is the best wrestler alive, and Manic is the best wrestler alive.
It'd be even great if, like, Hulk Hogan even stopped and pulled out, like, a can of blue spray paint and just sprayed paint Christian's face. He's just like, you just need this big blue dot right here, brother.
I see if the Hulkster did that, they would put the belt on him.
Vince would be like, best thing I've seen in years.
So that's one option for getting the belt on the Hulkster, is him replacing Christian. But the other thing that I think they could, you know, do to make it happen is they should have Cesaro win the Elimination Chamber, because Zeb Coulter, like, throws salt in John Cena's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And after the match, Hulk Hogan comes down to look after his friend John Cena because he's blinded and help him out. And then Zeb Coulter will be in the ring with the new champion, Antonio Cesaro, and he'll challenge Hulk Hogan to a match right there, right now, for the belt.
And that's a smart thing to do, yeah.
That is a smart thing to do. Anyways, Hulkster will get in the ring after Cena tells him to. Zeb Coulter will then try to throw salt in the Hulkster's eyes, but he'll miss hit Cesaro, and then the Hulkster will win the belt.
Oh my God. That's just like the perfect idea. How'd you come up with that?
Well, you know, I'm just a student. I know good wrestling.
Damn.
Then the Hulkster probably lose the belt at the next pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have, like, a camera explode in his face or something.
Have his face freaking mangled. A huge black eye.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think I've seen that somewhere else before.
I don't know. We'll see.
Brother Brudeye needs to take him on some more boat trips. Let's go really fast, Hulkster. And he's like, yeah, brother. That was almost the day the wrestling died.
Almost.
Brother Brudeye and the Hulkster taken out at once.
That would have been a rough WrestleMania if, you know.
That would have been strange.
If you're building this big match, or Hulk Hogan from the tag titles, and then, you know, he's dead.
Yeah.
Or Black Spin. And there'd be no WCW boom. Oh,
that's just a morbid thought there.
But just think all the things that changed. You know, they probably wouldn't have had the NWO.
The wrestling would have been just totally terrible.
I mean, WCW never would have got hot, so Vince could have kept going with things like Duke the Dumpster and Doink the Clown and the Goon, and we'd still have that sort of wrestling.
Thank God Hulk Hogan didn't die.
Thank God Hulk Hogan didn't die.
Man.
But that's how they should put the belt on the Hulkster. One of those two ways.
It sounds like a good idea. And then John Cena can go off and he can shill his new workout program on TV late at nights.
There you go.
It's so strange. I'll be watching like the Travel Channel or something, and then John Cena just pops out of nowhere and he's like, "Are you fat? Do you want to get skinny? I'm going to show you how." I'm like, holy shit. He's been taking notes from, like, that Billy guy.
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays. John Cena's turning into Billy Mays.
Well, somebody's got to turn into Billy Mays, because he's dead.
He is dead. Somebody needs to follow in his footsteps.
I don't know.
Have you seen the John Cena workout commercials?
I have not. I'm actually interested in what his workout is like.
He just says, like, he's like, you know, starving yourself, but you'll get ripped just like me. I want that video, and then he's just like, here's what you do. Go down, find some seedy-looking person at the weightlifting place, and go, hey, man, you got some juice? And then he'll say yes, and then you pay him money for that. Then you come back to your room and you put this in your ass. And then, bam, you're just like me.
Well, that's just how it works, too.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. This is a few years ago now, too, but I remember vividly watching this one infomercial, and it's for this belt that you wear around your waist, and it, you know, it's like an electric pulse thing. And you're supposed to wear it, and it flexes the muscles for you. You don't have to do anything. And the commercial literally had a guy sitting on the couch watching TV eating potato chips.
That sounds like a workout for me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all that's doing is just, like, injecting, like, stomach cancer into you or something.
It can't be good for you.
It's just, like, just sit on the couch and eat potato chips.
Get rock hard abs.
There's no way in hell that's working.
No, not at all.
If it did anything at all, I think the potato chips would cancel it out. That, or you could have like the steroid gut. Like you would have abs on top of this big gut. That was always such a strange look.
The good old Iron Sheik look.
But I guess it didn't look bad though, but it was strange.
It is odd look. Maybe they were just painted on.
Nah. It was the real American champion, or the real world champion. It wasn't American. He was from Iran or something like that.
That's right. Because he had the curly-toed shoes.
That's a dead giveaway right there.
If you're wearing curly-toed shoes, you're clearly Iranian. I wonder if they actually wear those shoes.
I wonder if he got out with the curly shoes whenever they got busted up in New Jersey with Hacksaw. He steps out of the car with the curly shoes. He's like, "What do you mean, Marana? Not smoking no pot."
You think I could get a pair of sneakers with the curly toes on them?
You're the president. I mean, I'm sure you could get them to make them for you.
I bet you I could. What do you think people would think of that look?
I think everybody would be doing it. It's like you see Miley Cyrus busting them out. Bending over, wearing hardly anything but the curly shoes.
Talk about someone who's gone out of her way to make herself less attractive.
It's like, man, I probably would be more excited about this if she didn't look like Ricky Schroeder.
She was a good-looking girl, but she's trying hard to make herself unattractive.
It's like, man, what is she thinking? She's got to be on something.
I have no idea. She must be.
Got to be on something.
But I'm going to have the curly shoes, and every once in a while I will stomp the toe of my foot on the ground and load up my shoe and just kick people.
Yeah. I'm not sure what they put into those shoes to make it, so lethal to people. But I know whenever he's, stomping his foot, kind of kicking it,
bad
I know he's
trope.
Loading something somehow.
Oh, yeah.
And it's... I just don't see how any of, these wrestling promotions can let him get away with something like that.
Well, they can't. They don't notice it beforehand because it's not loaded until he stomps. That's one of those things you couldn't get away with in today's wrestling. That, the foreign object that doesn't actually exist, they pretend to pull something out of their tights. Can't get away with that one anymore either, I don't think. That used to be a big one.
The high definition is ruined those days.
Well, even the high def.
Even before the high def, you knew he didn't have anything.
Yeah, maybe you didn't know when you had to sit in the audience and watch.
When you're in the nosebleed section.
Yeah.
The stunt grannies filling up the front row, they can't see nothing.
Wrestling needs some more stunt grannies.
She's called a stunt granny.
Oh. Man. Harley Race revealing all the secrets.
So was it supposed to be a big secret that it was Harley Race?
Well, probably. You just didn't see Harley sitting there telling you stuff.
And then he just said, all right, I confess, it was me, guys. Unlike all the people all the fake people that's in your head, they never confess who it was. It's just, they just keep going and going and going. I'll just say it now, all right? I'm going to confess.
You going to come clean?
Yeah, I'm Batty Oil.
Oh, man.
That's right.
I never would have guessed this.
Yeah, I came on the show last week, or it was a few weeks ago, I think, and I said that, I'm sick of him. I was just trying to cover it up. That,
man.
It's really me now, so. There you go, everybody. I'm Batty Oil, so. I'm just so sexually repressed. I don't think it's any secret here on the show that I just have to make the fake bit strip things. And
job with that.
Yeah, well, thank you. I just have to harass all the ladies of the Headyverse with that. So there you go.
I'm going to tell you, I tried to make a dirty bit strip the other day. I just could not do it well.
It's easy.
You're going to have to show me.
I'll do that.
Man, who are you? Are you anyone else?
Just about everybody. Yeah, it's all.
Wow.
I try to make people think that it's actually Jack, but I was walkie too. Yeah, I do the walker's views.
Man.
Yeah, I do that. On the side there, I put it all together, and my brother Chuck, I'm actually him too.
Oh.
Yeah. Geez, who else am I? Sigmund the Cheese Boy, that was me. That was back in the day, yeah.
Cheese.
I like cheese. See? It's me.
This is shocking news.
Who else was geez. Let me think. Could you remember anybody else that I was?
This is a tough one. I don't know.
But, yeah, just pretty much anybody who doesn't tell you who it is. It's me.
Now,
I'm all of them.
There have
even
been
the bad ones that nobody likes.
Even the bad ones that no one likes, huh?
Yeah. You can't hit them all out of the park.
Wow. This is a lot to digest here.
All right. There you go. DJ Curly Bear, that's really me, too.
Really?
Yeah. I'm actually Jack.
That would explain a lot of things. I always thought you guys had the same voice.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, when we did start doing the show, I was like, man, we sound really similar. And then, like, that was, like, our very first conversation. I think I said that. And then, like, I went and listened to the tape, and I was like, we sound nothing alike. Like one another. He's like, I'm kind of a hick, and he's got a nondescript American accent.
Why, hello, I have a nondescript American accent.
I don't know.
There you go. But, yeah, Monday Night Raw.
Raw.
Well, one other thing I would like to talk about is, like, people got all excited that CM Punk was about to return just because he's picking up his old lady from the airport.
I didn't even see that.
Well, it was like, they're like, look, he's resurfaced. I don't know how this worked out, but I guess he was picking her up in Denver. I don't know, maybe he has a house out there or something. I mean, I don't know why he would be there.
Well, maybe he just wants to see his lady friend.
Maybe he just wants to knock the boots.
He's got enough money to just fly to a town and knock some boots.
Ain't nothing wrong with the little bump and grind. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it turns out that's not true. Now people are like, there's a bunch of rumors going on that he's got his release. That hasn't been confirmed yet, but rumors.
Rumors. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't even hear that rumor. I assume that he's, you know, not coming back.
It
I wouldn't
on the forum.
Because if this is a work, who does it? How does it help?
Yeah, I don't know. What's
the upside of this angle where you just don't mention CM Punk on television?
Yeah, I don't think this is just a work. I think it's really something going on, and I could tell, like, on TV, like, I guess, you know, I mean, it's easy for me to say now because it's all happened, but it kind of seemed like he was not very excited with what was going down in the wrestling world.
When he was
out there singing, I feel pretty, I feel pretty, I feel pretty and gay. I was like, this man clearly does not care about what the fuck is going on.
Clearly does not care. But, you know, some of these podcast marks will be like, well, Incher and President Clinton, they released the pre-audio of all the announcers making fun of CM Punk to get us riled up.
So podcast mark. You want me to make a naked bit strip of you with me sticking my finger in your mouth?
So sorry, Mr. Incher. I won't ever do it again. I better tweet about this, how horrible you are.
Good podcast, Mark. You can tweet all you want about me, because I'm not on Twitter. I do not tweet.
I'm going to have to look at pictures of the divas.
Ooh, I might join you.
Well, am I? I don't know. I don't see him coming back. You know what? None of this makes sense for it to be a work to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you what. If CM Punk does come back to WWE in like 5 years,
mm-hmm.
Everyone will be like, oh, yeah, it was just a long-ass work.
I just signed into the chat room as Batty Oil, and I sent myself a private message. And I said this. I said, one inch lies. I am Batty Oil. I am the lover of women. Your penis will never have the skills as mine.
Well, I will tell you what. The Batty Oil that did log in has the same IP address as somebody else in the chat room. And I know what location it's from.
What are you trying to do?
I'm just saying, I know.
I'm Batty Oil.
I know you are. I'm telling you, you're Batty Oil.
Okay. Anyhow.
Monday night.
Stuff happened on it.
Raw.
Jeez.
There was the big Jey Uso, Billy Gunn match.
Why'd you have to bring it to the Jey Uso, Billy Gunn match? The commentary was interesting. They had Jimmy Uso, I guess, and Road Dogg going at one another.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
It's so odd, though, because, like, Road Dogg was just, like, trying to build towards the match, and the other guy was like, I really liked you when we were kids. I guess that was, like, an insult, saying, like, he's old now, so. I guess. It sounded like he just was just kind of fawning over the man.
I don't know. I didn't see it. I once again fell asleep during the third hour of Raw.
Yeah. Well, you missed the part where, like, Billy Gunn pulled out the human growth hormone and just injected it into his forehead. And just, he was like, wait a minute. Yeah, that happened.
Man, I'm going to have to check out the DVR now.
The match just kind of broke down to where, like, I think Jimmy or Jey, whichever one it was, they beat him, and then, like, it kind of broke down into where they all got in the ring or something, and they wanted to fight, but then the New Age Outlaws ran off.
New Age Outlaws, they indeed ran off.
Tail between their legs.
Do they have a match at Elimination Chamber? Are they going to take the belts off them yet?
Yeah. I think they announced that on Monday Night Raw. They also announced there was another match they announced. Oh, Darren Young and Titus O'Neil.
Oh,
there,
man.
There you go. $50.
$50, right, yeah. Got to buy that one. The big blow up of the primetime players bear breaking up right there.
And of all things they could have Darren Young do, he like rips the man's clothing off. I'm thinking, my God, why do they got to do that? That was their feud on SmackDown. They got in the ring and Darren Young just rips his clothing off.
What's the big deal there?
You know.
Oh, no, I didn't realize at first. Oh, I see where you're going with this, because he's a gay.
Mm-hmm. You know, some agent in the back was like, let's have him just rip his clothes off.
Damn that Michael Hayes.
Yeah, it probably was his idea.
I don't know, ripping another man's clothes off is classic wrestling.
He was probably just wandering around with his binoculars flask. Like, just try to act like he's not drinking. Just his shifty eyes looking around.
Hey, pal, why do you have binoculars?
Oh, you gotta see everything, Vince. You gotta see everybody coming.
All right, pal. Binoculars away.
And then he just, yeah. Man, Michael Hayes.
Good old Michael Hayes.
Michael Hayes and Oksana. You think it's true?
I just assume anything that's funny in wrestling is true.
It's easier that way.
That's why I'm so adamant with Nash is right, that The Rock is gay. Not that being gay is funny, it's just that it's so unexpected for The Rock to be gay, I find it funny.
The Rock's
but
not gay.
It makes so much sense.
There's just no way. There's
makes,
just no way The Rock
makes
is gay.
Makes total sense. He gets himself cast in movies where he wears tutus, you know? Never see him with
That's
women.
Probably what made Nash think that.
You never see him out with women. He's the highest grossing actor. But you never see him out there with any of these hot babes or anything on the red carpet, like he takes his mother. I mean, come on.
Did you hear his story on the kayfabe commentaries video where he was like talking about John Travolta, and he was like, he said he was like calling up Sean Waltman or somebody, and he was like, there's just no way that guy isn't gay. he was like what he takes it and he puts his hands on you, it just feels so wrong.
Man, you're trolling yourself on the IYH Facebook now, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Lying fuck, one-inch lies.
Yeah.
I am Batty Oil. I am the lover of women. Your penis will never have the skills as mine.
Well, you know, I mean, can't you hear me typing over here? I mean, it's all me.
This is good stuff.
Princess Fluff, I'm her, too, yeah.
You're fluffy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, man, I shouldn't have said all that. Shouldn't have said all that dirty stuff to you.
It was pretty disgusting. But
man,
I've never known such foul language could come out of somebody's mouth. But and you were a president at one point.
Well, I also stick, you know, cigars in unusual places.
That's true.
It's documented.
Oh, well, President Clinton, I think we've ran down the wrestling world. Can you think of anything else we can talk about?
We really did cover Raw, the big Jey Uso, Billy Gunn match.
Randy Orton and Sheamus.
There was a really good Cena-Cesaro match.
Yeah, that was good. I did enjoy that. I kind of wish Cesaro would have won it, though, but...
Yeah, I was kind of... put out by that, but it was a good match.
In the end, it was a pretty damn good match. I like that they're pushing Cesaro now.
Yeah.
I did like one spot where Sheamus did the, you know, when he pounds the chest thing. And then Randy Orton kind of stopped, and you could tell, like, he was kind of rubbing it, like that hurt, you know. So I thought he sold that pretty good, but other than that, it wasn't such a hot match. So... anyhow. Alrighty.
Alrighty. I'm sorry, I'm looking at IP addresses right now. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
It's all me, right?
All of them. Yeah, they're all you. All right, let's see, what else happened on Raw? Santino had a match with Fandango again.
Oh, yeah. Kind of, Emma and...
And Summer Rae were out there, yeah.
They had some fisticuffs going on.
Ah. Meow. Daniel Bryan had a match with Christian. He beat him, and then, you know, Kane came out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kane took off his shirt and tie and started having a match with Daniel Bryan, too.
It's like they were beating into his head at first that he's not supposed to, you know, touch any of the wrestlers. And I think, like, every week he's touched one of the wrestlers.
Well, he's Kane, director of operations.
He can't help but to beat ass.
That's true. Roman Reigns, he beat Mark Henry, where Dean Ambrose couldn't do that last week. Big Jack Swagger, he defeated Kofi Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good stuff. And Big E had a handicap match against two members of the three-man band. Why would that be a handicap match? Why would they do that?
I don't know. They just wanted to put over Big E Langston, but...
I guess so.
It was odd because, like, those two guys are pretty much almost the same size as Big E.
If not taller, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're definitely
Big E's
taller.
A short guy.
But, yeah, they just ruined the three-man band like that. I mean, they're all, you know, they've got some momentum going behind them. Why they gotta just ruin them like that?
That's what you do in WWE. You ruin. Now, to be fair, they protected the big man of the group, Heath Slater, Pride of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't even in the match.
No. So they didn't put him in there and, you know, hurt his credibility.
Because
he's very credible. I don't know. I was like, why is this a handicap match? You know, handicap matches are usually reserved for Andre the Giant, Big Show, Hulk Hogan, you know.
Not Roided Urkel.
Exactly. And then the big match of the evening, the Wyatt family, who cares? Now versus the men who could be the next six-man tag team champions of the world, Sin Cara and Los Matadors.
Hell yeah.
With the Bull.
I like when the Bull was getting into the match. They're just like, the Bull needs to get out of here.
Good times. Well, that was Raw.
We'll be back with some of your calls. You can call in and talk to us. And I'll talk about the revelation that I am now Batty Oil. And I've always have been. It's always been me.
Good times.
We'll talk about that if you'd like, or whatever's on your mind. 508-644-8503. You can call in, talk to us. It'll be good times. We'll be right back.
All right, what kind of a promo do you want?
Just tell people to tune in to InYourHeadOfMind.com. Anything that pops into mind.
Anything that pops into my mind.
Right. Right. You can trash us. You can bury us.
In your head. All right. 1 inch and... 1 inch and...
Jack and Barbie.
Jack, yeah. All right, all you wrestling fans out there, tune in to Jack and the 1 inch. Let me start this thing again. Can I do this over again?
Sure,
Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, we're on the air, but we'll just...
We're on the air? Well, I'm starting again anyhow for all of you nuts out there. Hey, all you perverts, punks, idiots, and fools, tune in to this radio station. What the hell are we promoting now?
InYourHeadOnline.com.
Oh, in your head, right?
Right.
InYourHead.com, right?
InYourHeadOnline.com.
InYourHeadOnline. I'm going to get it right this time. Hey, you've got the Funker here, all you idiots, fools, and perverts. Tune in to InYourHead.com. How was that? That wasn't too good.
That was all right. InYourHeadOnline.com. Someone already owns In Your Head.
InYourHeadOnline.com. Right. All right, let me try that again.
All right.
All right, here we go one more time. InYourHeadOnline.com with the 1 incher and Jack. All you idiots, punks, perverts, and fools, be sure and tune in and listen to this show. Damn, that was a hell of a promo.
That was great.
And that was much better than Dusty Rhodes could ever dream of doing.
And you covered all our fans.
Badass.
You knew our fan base perfect.
Well, I bet I did.
And we are back. And once again, tonight is a celebration of the man we now know as DJ Curly Bear, but more commonly known as Mr. Jackie Jones. It's his birthday. He's all one of our favorites, and he should be yours. If he's not, you're an asshole. Happy birthday, Jack.
Happy birthday. Let's just make it official right here, right now. We're going to get this man back on the show, even if he is going to be a rap superstar one of these days. I'm saying it. Tonight is Jackie Jones Appreciation Night, so we must appreciate Jackie Jones.
He is very fitting of an appreciation night.
Damn right. Damn.
God bless
right.
you, Jackie Jones.
God bless you. God bless Jackie Jones. Alrighty, we got some callers on the line. We got none other than the man they call Jimity, and they call him Jamity, and they call him the Jimity Jam, Hibbity Ha, Hibbity Hey, Hibbity Yappa Yabba Dabba Yabba Dabba Doo, Fruity Loops, Jimmy Jam.
I did watch Raw, and I did watch Impact and SmackDown, of course.
Of course.
You watch the main event?
No, because that's still during In Your Head hour.
Man, this guy, he's a good dude. He knows. He needs to be listening to IYH. IYHWrestling.com. It is the number one source for the last 5, 6, 7, 10, 20, 30 years
I always watch Main Event on the WWE Network.
You can watch it on the WWE Network, but there's only one place you can get the true quality and audio wrestling, and that is In Your Head Online.com, also known as IYHWrestling.com. Yes, sir. We've been doing this shit for far too long, but we ain't going nowhere. We ain't going to be run out of this town by the likes of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Ha! Or another like Johnny Come Lately, Jim Ross. Nowhere, Jim Ross. Staying right here, doing what we do best, and you will be shaking my hand, because I am the true audio wrestling podcast veteran, and you are just a newbie.
Damn newbies.
Now, I you know who I found out who has a podcast?
Who'd you find out? Who's this newbie who has a podcast now?
The Honky Tonk Man?
You. The Honky Tonk Man.
Noob. Honky Tonk Man.
But his
shake
has been going on
the
for
biceps
years.
It hasn't been on for 2 years?
It has been on for over 2 years.
Oh,
well, we've got that beat, Jimmy Jam. We're still the veterans. Me, the Prez, hell, me and the Prez, we were in Rio de Janeiro back in the days.
Back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Jackie Jones and myself, we've been kicking it ever since 05. I didn't even know what the hell a podcast was back then, but I was doing it.
That was with the young Jack and the young Incher.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The young Jack and the young Incher. Now we're just old, grizzled veterans.
You know, they might do podcasts for the working men and stuff, but who cares about those people?
We do it for the mentally insane.
The mentally insane.
Mm-hmm.
And their bosses will probably say, what are you doing listening to a podcast when you're supposed to be doing your job?
Exactly.
And you say, get out of here, boss. I quit if I can't listen to In Your Head Wrestling Radio. And I'm also Jimmy Jam.
Oh, man. You're not only Batty Oil, you're also Jimmy Jam.
Yes, I'm Jimmy Jam.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Jim Ross does a podcast now. It's me, see?
Uncanny.
Mm-hmm.
I was hearing the discussion about Star Wars earlier, and...
Yes, sir.
And my cartoon's doing a Star Wars thing this coming summer, sometime in July or August.
Your cartoon?
Why would I decide to do that? Why did I bring this topic up? I don't know. But anyhow, yeah. So, what is it, Flynn Phineas? Are they doing Star Wars now?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I speak Jimmy Jam. I know what he's going at. So, Flynn Phineas, are you looking forward to that one? You think any day they'll, you know, like, do a wrestling gimmick?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think we'll get some wrestlers as guest stars on the show soon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who's going to be on the Flynn Phineas show? Who is it, Jimmy Jam?
Probably, we will have...
Colonel Parker?
Let's see. You could have, William Regal?
Yeah.
Everybody wants William Regal in that show.
Superstar Bill Dundee?
What if they did like Chris Benoit and he killed Flynn Phineas? He just came in there and killed him. Would that break your heart?
Yeah. My brother, in this episode, my brother turns evil.
Your brother turns evil in this episode, huh?
Yeah, I have to like fight him.
Does he have, like, the mind of an 80-year-old?
No.
Well.
He gets hit with a nature and turns him evil, and they have to, like, beat the evil out of him, and then he turns back into normal.
Have you ever beaten the evil out of anyone, Jimmy Jam?
No, not for real.
Not for real. It's a lot of hard work.
It is, yeah.
Something that the working man should do.
You need to come and beat the evil out of me, Jimmy Jam, since I'm claiming to be all these people, which I am. You know, I mean, I just can't help myself. Because I am Jimmy Jam. And a douche bog, that's me.
Oh, man, you're the douche bog?
Yeah, I'm douche bog. Douche bog.
Man, I had that one pegged wrong. So, Jimmy Jam, we're like 4 days away from WWE Network. What are you going to watch?
I'm going to go through the vault.
What are you going to watch first?
Probably the old Coliseum videos.
Coliseum videos? Well, they probably won't call it Coliseum videos. Was that like only a WWE thing or WWF? Did they own that?
Yeah, they own the production company or whatever.
Yeah, because I don't think I ever saw anybody else release anything under Coliseum videos.
I think the World Bodybuilding Federation did.
Oh.
Is that what you're going to be watching? You're going to wait for them to put on the WBF on the network, Jimmy Jam?
Yeah, I like watch body guys. Bodybuilding.
Really?
Bodybuilding.
That gets your engines revved up, huh?
You, Vince McMahon, and Triple H. Who'd figure? I think that's three.
Man.
What if WWE ripped off Flynn Phineas? Would you watch that?
They ripped off my character?
Mm-hmm. They ripped your character off.
No.
You wouldn't watch it.
You wouldn't watch it at all if they ripped it off much like Legos? I can't believe WWE ripped off Legos.
I don't think it was really Legos. I think it was the SmackDown playset.
I guess Legos wouldn't release anything WWE, so they had to rip them off. Like, we can tell this thing's getting hot now. They got a movie out. Let's rip them off.
That was the new SmackDown playset they were building. That was a Legos.
Hey, pal, what's this Lego movie thing all about?
There, pal. What about this Legos? It's like Vince McMahon doesn't know what the hell Legos are.
Hey, pal,
you know, I'm...
P.S. Hayes, do you know about these Legos?
I'm more of an Erector Set kind of guy. Let's see. I wonder if the Erector Set was back in the day, before Legos.
Hey, pal, I knew about the Lincoln
Logs. All the old pay-per-views.
Watching the old pay-per-views. Anyone particular you're going to be watching, Jimmy Jam?
I'm probably going to start watching all the Dean Housens from number one all the way to 28.
Myself, I'm going to pop in the old Armageddon 99. I got to see if they kept the cat showing her boobs on it.
Oh, man.
I think that's the right show that she did that on. She's like, you don't want to see my boobs? And then she just showed her boobs.
Classic WWE.
Mm-hmm. It happened, Jimmy Jam. I'm telling you. It happened.
I know. I saw that pay-per-view live. Oh, I actually still have it on tape.
I'm creeped out now. Oh, man.
Jimmy Jam uses the rewind button on his tape a lot.
Well, I use the rewind button on my tape a lot as well.
Pause.
Oh,
rewind.
Man. You gotta have the forehead.
Slow button.
You gotta have the forehead VCR so your picture is crystal clear when you pause it. Because you don't want to be like, you don't want to be like stepping the applause button to get, you know, where a good part where all the static ain't covering up the good bits.
So I guess you won't be able to get the WWE Network on your smart TV into sometime this summer, Prez.
What can I do?
It looks like you might have to just watch it on your computer.
Why?
At first. Because it won't be, the smart TV said, it said on the smart TV, that won't be available to the summer.
He's got a PlayStation 3.
I do have a PlayStation 3.
He could watch it on that, Jimmy Jam. But he, I guess Jimmy Jam's saying, like, if you got a Samsung smart TV, it's like a, it's like they put, like, some sort of applications into a TV, Samsung does, and I guess the WWE application is going to be available on it, and you can get the WWE Network.
But if I've got a smart TV, can't I just surf the internet to get to the site anyways?
Probably. Say, you just walk in front of it and you go, smart TV, take me to WWE.com.
I mean, if it can't get me the WWE Network, what's so smart about it?
Mm-hmm, that's true. That is true.
I'm not watching on my cell phone while I'm on the road.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jimmy Jam, we're hanging
up
on your
data
ass.
Plan.
And before we hang up on you, we're just going to ask you to say something good about Jack, because this is Jackie Jones Appreciation Night, so you best appreciate him.
I do appreciate him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So say a little something about him. Why do you appreciate him?
You like his kilt?
I like all the hats he wears on all of his videos and his vests and outfits.
All righty, there you go. He is appreciating Jackie Jones. Thank you, my man, Jimmy Jam.
Take her Double easy. J.
Oh, yeah. Take her
good,
easy.
Good times.
Believe we have on the line right now. I know this area code. I need to add it into the thing so I know it for sure. But this is Shaheen.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Shaheen, it's a pleasure talking to you once again, my man.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Hey, man, I don't know, man. I'm kind of excited about the WWE Network. That's pretty much all I'm happy about.
I'm ready for it, too. I've been ready for it since they've announced it, so I'm going to be happy to have it.
I've been standing on my soapbox for years saying these pay-per-views cost too much. If they're cheaper, like $15 or something, I'd be more, you know, I'd be more likely to buy them. And now they're even cheaper than $15 or $10 a month. And you get so much more content. I don't see how any wrestling fan could not have the WWE Network. And we're not even getting paid to say that.
Wait, you're not getting the check.
Why, you're getting the check. Son of a bitch, I'm all these people, but I don't get no check. Damn.
Hey, what do you guys think about, Jack Swagger getting an Intercontinental title shot.
Oh, yeah.
Why, man? Why? Like,
I
honestly,
guess they're
why?
Rewarding him for not, like, giving anybody any severe brain injuries recently.
He might just do that.
It's just like they got to give him some incentive not to hurt people in the ring. Like, hey, you're world champion now? Well, I'll just kick you as hard as I freaking can right in the head.
Now, isn't it kind of odd how they have, like, the Real Americans, they're supposed to be a tag team, and they just have them, like, going for, you know, solo titles? It's kind of weird, isn't it?
That's what they do with tag teams.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, man. It makes no sense to me, but I guess. I thought Cesaro was awesome, though, against Cena.
That was a really good match.
It was a good battle,
that was awesome.
Were you kind of hoping he would have won in the end?
Yeah, that would have been awesome if he won, but I knew it wasn't going to happen. They already gave Randy Orton to him. They're not going to do Cena.
See, I thought they didn't even have to necessarily let him win, but they could have had, like, I don't know, Zeb interfere and have it be a DQ or something. Didn't have to pin him clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They made him look strong, though, as far as, you know, the commentators. They were
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Michael Cole,
that was kind of cool.
It kind of seems like he's taking some notes from JR there, and he's trying to, you know, up his game whenever, you know, there's an important match on TV. But I loved all the reversal spots that they had in that match. It was a lot of good reversals.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a regular match,
mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
And if anybody can work with John Cena well, you know, that's a good guy to have around. I mean, John Cena, he does work good with certain people, but there's some people he just doesn't have any chemistry with. So it's good that Cesaro can do something with the man.
Yeah, I hope they include him in the WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cesaro?
I'm just wondering where they'll fit him in, though, if he does lose the Elimination Chamber match, which, you know, I'd put everything I own on Orton right now.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I'm not excited
thinking,
for it.
Man? Like, my God, really? Like, Randy Orton against Batista? Why the fuck would anybody want to watch this again? Like, the more I think about it, the more, like, I don't think it really sunk in my mind yet that that's going to be the main event. You know, I'm just kind of, like, just brushing it off. But now that I really think about it, like, is that what they're going to end WrestleMania 30 with? Like, Randy Orton?
Randy Orton versus
Batista. Are you fucking serious right now? They better make that shit $10, man.
They're
fucking lying.
They're giving your money's worth right there.
Yeah, they are. Honestly, they are. I mean, I can't complain. It's only $10, so.
Yeah,
whatever,
I mean, but $10, yeah, sure.
At least you
don't
have to pay, like, $60 or something for it.
Getting WrestleMania in HD was like $70.
Yeah, I paid $70 last year, man.
Damn.
Yeah, in HD, because if you're going to buy it, you might as well watch it in HD if you're going to pay $60 for regular.
Mm.
You know? But yeah, you know, it kind of pisses me off, and then they sell the DVD for like $10 in like a month. Like, come on, dude. Why do you charge me $70? You know, they should have just been charging people like $20 or $30 tops. $70 for, you know.
I think one of the big selling points for the DVD is the you know, Hall of Fame ceremony, which we're going to get that on the network this year too.
Right.
So, but if you want a copy of it, I guess you'd have to buy the DVD, or you'd just record it off of your stream somehow. But not sure how.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Seeing Jake Roberts give a speech. You know.
I guess, you know, he could do it nowadays. So it would be cool seeing him, you know, accept his award. But like back in the day when he was really bad on the drugs, I don't know how that would have gone.
Yeah, but
probably would have been more entertaining.
They better have a chaperone for him, man.
I'm
have
sure DDP will be
days
around. Yeah,
yeah, he'll be lifting his leg up in the back, just doing stupid stuff, telling people about DDP yoga.
Yeah, DDP can't let
well,
Jake
might as well
fall
put
off.
Scott Hall in.
That's the rumor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well,
that was one that was up on the forum, people talking about Scott Hall getting inducted, which, you know, I couldn't think of any reason why he shouldn't be in there.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
great talent, Razor Ramon, then Scott Hall and WCW. Good stuff.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I was kind of excited for Elimination Chamber, but I've never been a big fan of the match. I don't know why. They don't really do anything.
It seems like a really cool
class spot.
Yeah. They always, like, throw somebody through the Lexan pod. And
yeah.
In other words,
it's not even glass. It's like plastic.
Yeah.
Did you see the one where, I forget which one it is, where I believe it was Goldberg when he tackled like Chris Jericho or one of those guys, and it didn't break, and he just kind of like pushed it through. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I kind of remember that.
Yeah, he just pushed it like through, and it just like had no effect on Jericho. Like, just looked retarded. If you already botched the spot, man, you might as well just let it go. Don't make it any more ridiculous than it already is.
Yeah, I know. Hasn't Big Show like thrown people into it before, and they just kind of bounce off?
I'm sure. I stopped watching wrestling for a while. Thank God.
The Elimination Chamber is one of those matches where, in the same reason why I think if they brought back War Games, it would fall flat, is it needs extra grit. I mean, it's this giant steel structure. I mean, you need guys, you know, busted open during it, and, you know, it's supposed to be a gruesome match, and it's tough to do now.
Yeah. they need blood, man. I don't want to sound like one of those jackasses that's, you know, like, oh, it's PG, it sucks, I need blood in every match. But, you know, certain matches, they just need it. Like cage matches, without blood, I mean, I know it's fake. I know the guy cuts himself. I don't give a shit, man. It's entertaining. You know, if you're in a cage match, I want to see you act like a barbarian and you know, act like an animal. Not, you know, jump off the cage and do moonsaults and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of all the gimmick matches nowadays. Especially like Hell in a Cell and all those type of matches. They need blood.
Yeah, when you see blood in wrestling, it does kind of like up the ante a little bit. When you're
yeah,
like,
definitely.
Man.
That's the only thing that TNA got going for them right now, as far as you know, I'm concerned. That's the only thing that interests me, is that they just don't center the blood. But that's
did you see where the casket match between Bully Ray and Mr. Anderson, and they busted open Mr. Anderson, and Bully Ray just like took some of his blood and just rubbed it right on his face.
Yeah, yeah that's
yeah.
classic stuff, man. I love shit like that.
I don't think I could do that if I was a wrestler. Just take somebody's blood and put it on my face. I'd be like,
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't do it, but if he wants to do it, I'll watch him do it.
Yeah, my thought during that was, well, that's not very sanitary.
Yeah. Didn't Abdullah the Butcher used to like, you know, like bite their heads while they were bleeding and
yeah.
That's pretty fucking sick, man. I mean, I'm sure he wasn't, you know, tasting any of the blood on purpose, but I'm sure some of it got on his lip or whatever, but that's
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I'd want to do that either.
Yeah, I don't
I kinda get the heebie-jeebies when people
restaurant?
Start bleeding.
Yeah.
Oh,
can you imagine eating at his restaurant, man?
Yeah, Jack, I know he wanted to go to the Abby's House of Ribs while we're down in Atlanta, but, like, I guess we couldn't find it or something. And like, I kind of thought, like, man, I don't know about this place.
Yeah, right? This guy got, like, hepatitis C.
It's a strange combination to me, too, because he has, like, Chinese food, and then he's got ribs.
Ribs and Chinese food.
Yeah.
Did you ever go there, Quentin?
I've actually never been there, no.
Yeah. I know there's been a few people who listen to the show who's been there, so.
They all say it's really good, so. Maybe
I'm
one
sure
day I'll go.
Good. It's just not sanitary.
Well, I don't think he's actually in the back cooking stuff up.
Let's hope.
Maybe he is.
In charge, man. If that guy is in charge, that food is going to be shit. Come on, man. Are you kidding me, that guy?
I would just hate to put any money in that man's pocket, because every time that I've seen him, he's always, you know, shown, you know, he's been like assholes to, like, the people all around him. Like, he was at the dinner, you know, where that you sit with the fans, and, like, he wouldn't allow, like, any of the fans to talk to him directly. They would have to talk to his buddy, and then his buddy would ask him the question, and then he would answer it.
God.
He just seems like a complete asshole.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck that guy.
Is he like a homosexual or something? Like, I don't know. Like,
oh my god.
He's got the.
Can you imagine Abdullah being gay?
I'm not sure if he is or not, because they say he had like.
Man. I think he has a wife.
Does he have a wife?
I think so.
I'm not sure. I guess he does. I don't know. But
he's got his boy.
That's
the thing that makes me wonder, because Jack was trying to like set up an interview with the man, and he was like, "You got to interview my boy as well." And Jack said he thought it was like his like homosexual lover, but he's been wrong on a lot of these cases. He told me Finkel was gay, and then he said, well, I saw him at the casino with a hot chick, and I'm like, but you told me he was gay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
this
Jack
doesn't sound very appreciative.
No, it's not appreciative. I apologize, but he just doesn't have very good gaydar.
Yeah, he judges by the handkerchief, man. That's all he judges about. That's what he bases it on.
If somebody has a handkerchief, they're gay.
Yeah. You know?
It's usually a pretty good sign.
If it's a snot rag, you're alright, but if it's a handkerchief. Actually, I don't know anybody who carries a handkerchief.
I don't know.
I don't think I any gay people that I know carry handkerchiefs.
Yeah, gay people are wild nowadays, man. My God. I don't even want to get into that, man. I'm probably going to offend a lot of people. It's so awkward nowadays, man. It feels like 70% of the world is gay. I feel like an outcast now, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, walk down the street, like, everybody's gay.
And all the like, straight women, their nights out, they just go to the gay bars to stay away from the guys, and it's like, damn you, straight women. Damn you.
Yeah, I figured the more gay guys, the more women for us, but, like, they just, like, I don't know, man. None of it makes sense to me anymore.
Well, you know, I've shown how repressed I've been just, you know, with my Batty Oil character, but I don't know. I'll have to get it all in check.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad I'm still in college, man. College girls are always at.
There you go.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, they got Ring of Honor this Friday in Philly. I was thinking about going there. I actually never watched Ring of Honor in my life before. That's kind of surprising, I guess.
I've been checking it out, you know. I've been watching it recently, trying to keep up on everything. And it's pretty good. You know, if you're familiar with CZW, you got to know a lot of the guys in the Ring of Honor as well. I mean,
I know all the guys. I just never, like, I've seen matches on YouTube and stuff. I've just never watched, like, I've never followed the episodes on their website or whatever the case is.
Well, I like it because it kind of keeps me in touch with a lot of the indie wrestlers, and I can, you know, I can watch it for free. But
yeah, they got AJ Styles going there, and what's his name? Chris Hero. He's gonna come. He's coming back. So
yeah, he's got a title shot coming up. That was on the last episode.
Oh, okay.
He pinned.
Who does AJ?
No, Chris Hero. He pinned Adam Cole in a four-way tag match, and they said if whoever gets a pinfall on him, they get a title shot later on. So Chris Hero gets a title shot sometime down the line here.
But is Chris Hero the guy who got let go for not going to the gym?
Yeah, he was like Cassius Ohno or something like that. And,
gotcha.
In NXT, and yeah, they wanted him to lift the weights, and that man just really doesn't like lifting weights, I guess.
I don't believe that, though, man. That can't be the case.
That's pretty bad.
Like, come on, man.
You still won't pick up a weight, and you're working with WWE. It's like, come on now. You don't want to lose your job.
Yeah, I don't believe that, man. They could have put him in a faction with, like, I don't know, the Wyatts or something. Or even the Shield. I could have seen him in the Shield.
Well, that was Jack's idea. He wanted him to be with the Wyatts, and he dress up like a girl and call himself Sister Abbott.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, man. I remember that. Jack's got issues, man. That guy's fucking twisted in the head.
You know I'm going to ask you to appreciate him here in a bit, so you better be thinking of something.
Yeah, it is his birthday, man. Happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, happy birthday. You're still a sick fuck, though, which is... I'm sure he'll take it as a compliment. So.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a
happy
smile
birthday.
On his face if you hear that.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll like that. Yeah, and then they got Extreme Rising next week, and I'm definitely going to that one. So
are you going to the ROH show as well?
I don't know yet, because we got a reunion with you know, some of my friends from high school, so they're all coming down. So I might be actually doing that, but
God,
I was
going
to go to ROH, but I don't know.
Nah, screw it.
Yeah,
hang out with your buddies.
Definitely Extreme Rising.
Yeah, I don't blame you there.
Yeah, it should be good stuff. Shane Douglas is coming back, man. Like, come on, man. I don't want to see this fucking guy.
I thought they fired him.
Come on, man.
He just can't stay out of that company.
I know, man. He's retired like 5 times already, and Extreme Rising has had like 7 shows. He's retired only 5 of them. Like, dude, just you know, hang it up for like a year at least. Stop for like a month and just come back. You got Sandman coming back, and like, come on, man, I don't want to see this guy anymore. He doesn't even wrestle. Like, he just, I don't know. I guess they get a lot of money during the intermission from autographs and stuff. That's why they bring him back, so I guess.
Or he begs them to let him come back. He wants some of that
money.
Yeah,
I mean, he gets a huge pop, but I don't understand why. He used to be, you know, he used to be cool in the 90s and, like, early 2000s, I guess, man. But if you see him now, it's like, oh, God.
You know, I honestly can't think of much he did in the early 2000s.
Exactly, yeah.
He was
in
WCW, and he had a broken arm. That was
about
it. He had, like, a scaffold match with Billy Kidman, I think.
I don't even remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Yeah, I don't think that happened.
He had a scaffold match with somebody, didn't he? Like in WCW.
WCW?
Yeah, and it was like they had the scaffold like up on the stage, like you know, right where they come out.
I don't know. That's probably Vince Russo stuff right there.
I don't remember that, but that might
sure
just because scaffold matches have the awesome combination of being both incredibly dangerous and incredibly boring.
It's true.
I think this one was on the incredibly boring scale.
Has there ever been a good scaffold match?
Maybe one.
I was gonna say, has there ever been a good scaffold match?
I know one, and that's it. Like I don't think the Road Warriors and Midnight. I don't think that was a good match. You know, it really wasn't.
Well, no, I would have much rather seen him in the ring.
Yeah, exactly. It was a boring match. The only one that's from ECW was like Tommy Dreamer and Brian Lee. That match was pretty awesome, but they weren't even really using the scaffold until the end, until Brian Lee like chokeslammed them through like, I don't know, like 15 tables or whatever it was.
Oh yeah. I remember seeing that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had like a best of ECW, I think, but on back in the day. I think it was on one of those. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a good match. And then they had Steve Williams and Terry Gordy. They had a run in ECW for a little bit, and they were facing against I think it was the Eliminators, and they had a scaffold match that was pretty decent. Other than that, everything else sucked, man. You guys think of anything?
I can't think of a good scaffold match.
Yeah.
Even the big one they talk about, the one at Starrcade, it's boring.
What about the one in XPW where New Jack threw Vic Grimes off the top of it?
Oh, yeah, that was decent.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one. I forgot about that. That was ridiculous, man. My God.
Yeah.
That shit looked dangerous.
Well, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
That guy almost died.
I don't think they were protected.
15 times on the way down.
So I guess the key to a good scaffold match is not trying to protect the other guy.
Yeah.
Just put two psychopaths in the match.
Yeah. Just try to push the envelope as much as you can without killing each other.
Yeah. Even if you do, it'll probably make it a good scaffold match.
Yeah, it's for a good cause, you know?
Mm.
It'll get a lot of YouTube views.
Exactly.
And that's all that matters in the end.
Hey, man, it generates money. That's all they care about.
Yeah.
You know?
Alrighty, yeah. Shaheen, you got anything else for us?
Nah, man, I'll let you get to the other callers.
Alrighty. Appreciate you calling in. I think calling Jack a sick guy is good enough for appreciation.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a
twisted good enough compliment. Individual.
Hey, he admits it, you know?
Alrighty, Shaheen.
Alright, later, guys.
Take her easy.
Later.
Right now, we have a man. He always calls in, and it's past our time when we'll pick up. But he called in on time tonight, and that is Freaky Seeky. What's going on?
Hey, what up, guys?
How you doing?
Seeky, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. I've been chilling, working on some things y'all gonna be hearing about, like, real soon.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the guy pissing in the sink at the Pizza Hut?
Oh, shit, man. That's ridiculous.
They shut down a Pizza Hut in West Virginia because they got footage of this man just turning around and peeing in the sink.
Man, I don't know what to say about that shit. That's retarded.
Well, sometimes the bathroom just isn't close enough, so.
I don't give a damn.
It's got a drain. What's the big deal?
He turned on the water.
It's just ludicrous, and I ain't talking about the rapper.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want a pizza from there. That's all a dude pissing in the sink. I mean, the rats running around in the dough isn't bad enough. I mean, the employees just pissing in the sink. That's got to turn you on.
A bridge too far.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
What'd you call in about tonight, Seeky?
I don't know, man. I want to give a shout out to ROH. They was on they were at some point in somewhere in fucking Texas the other day, man. Because I know my whole girl's Angel Blue was somebody else, but I know she had like a tryout with them, and I guess did her thing. I ain't get to go. I didn't see it or nothing, but congratulations to her. Shit, man, I just can't wait till my next like announcing gig comes up, like in April.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be doing my thing. I get to even in the middle of it at the intermission, you know, I'll be doing my thing. I ain't going to rap or nothing yet. I'm going to wait till. Well, never mind. We got a special guest that's coming that I'm going to serenade real for somebody I've interviewed, an international star. She's great. She even has her own singing career. All right, that's enough with the hints.
You're just gonna, you're just tickling our asses with a feather here? You're not gonna tell us?
I'll tell you when it gets closer to it. For legal reasons, I cannot disclose that information at this time.
Alrighty.
Don't want to run afoul of the law.
Did you ever meet Big Vis?
No, I never got the chance to meet Vis, but man, Vis was doing his thing.
Yeah, shame he passed on. You heard about that, right?
Yeah, I heard about that. I saw it on... Actually, the first place I saw it was on the message board.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, damn, man, why him? I don't get to meet Vis. So then I got pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got fed.
Well, Seeky, you got anything else for us?
Man, I don't even know what to say, man. I wanna, man, Jeff Jarrett, if you listening right now, and you open your new company, man, holler at me. I wanna work for you too.
You're like that Adam Levine guy. He's begging Jeff Jarrett for a job as well. The Tough Enough winner, or
yeah,
the Fixed Tough Enough winner.
Doofus?
The doofus guy, yeah. He come out and he says, I'm Silent Rage.
That's exactly who Jeff Jarrett's going to pick up.
Mm-hmm. I'd stay far away from Silent Rage or Jeff Jarrett.
I would too, but I have zero confidence in Jeff Jarrett putting on a quality promotion.
Hey, he did with TNA at first.
He did?
Well, he had Cheeks. Cheeks was awesome.
Hey, man. MVP is awesome.
I do like MVP in TNA. That has been a good addition. So I've been digging the last few weeks of TNA. I'm actually excited for what's going to go down tomorrow, so I'll check it out.
Yeah, man. He kicked the hell out of Spud, like, in the head. Like, mm-hmm. That shit was funny.
That man was, he's got a brain injury, and I just laughed.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was funny, too.
All right, Seeky, I'm going to have to ask you to do something right now. It's his appreciation night. Can you appreciate Jackie Jones?
I appreciate Jackie Jones. Ain't it his birthday today?
It's his big old birthday. He's an old man now.
I think he's 22 now.
22 years old.
But, yo, I want to say Jackie Jones. Happy birthday, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. Inspired me to get in touch with wrestlers. I even was co-host of my own podcast. I'm an announcer. Hell yeah, Jackie Jones in your damn head.
There you go, Freaky Seeky. It's been a pleasure, my man. You take care. Don't be pissing in no sinks at the Pizza Hut.
I definitely won't.
That's so crazy. I just had to talk to a fellow West Virginian about that.
Yeah, I know. That's a target.
All righty, man. Take care.
God bless.
You know, President Clinton, when you're on the road to WrestleMania, you can pull off and go onto the highway. That's right.
Yeah.
The Hoosier Highway.
What's up, guys?
Hoosier Highway. It's a pleasure to be on the line with you once again, my friend.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I had a question for you and Mr. President Clinton here. It's been rattling around my brain all day. And it's about this upcoming WrestleMania. And how it compares with past WrestleManias. Do you think there's ever been a WrestleMania that has been so sparsely booked, with so few matches set in stone, only a month away from the biggest event of the year than this one?
Yeah, it is strange, because we normally at least kind of know what The Undertaker's going to be doing a little bit, you know? Have somewhat of an idea what feud he's going to be involved with. And all we really know so far is pretty much, like, Batista's going to be taking on somebody, which I'd say is most likely Randy Orton, but...
Most likely, but it's still... It's not set.
Yeah, it's not a sure thing yet, but...
I think the main event this year is going to be the network.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're just like, these marks, they're just going to buy it anyways. Who cares what we put on?
That's going to be the most satisfying thing about the main event of WrestleMania is that I only paid $10 for it.
It's like... Yeah. You know they want to get people, you know, the subscriptions up, because that's a $60 commitment right there, and, like, most likely people are just going to let it, you know, keep running if they've already subscribed to it. So it's like, why can't they put on a show that, like, everybody wants to see? I don't know. Why they drop the ball on these things?
Maybe they're just planning the big push next week, and they're big all this hype. For the network, hype it up, have all these things, and really go to town to set up WrestleMania. But you're right, at this point, it's just kind of, well, it's coming up.
Maybe Hogan's going to come out and he's going to challenge the Warrior. He'd be like, we're going to fight WrestleMania.
I really hope they do that.
Warrior Part 2.
Part 3.
Would it be 3 now? Okay. Part 3. Take it back.
Got WrestleMania 6, the Halloween Havoc, and then this one.
Oh, the Halloween Havoc. Does that one count?
I count it.
They all count.
Oh, man.
And when Hogan and Warrior are too crippled and beaten up to wrestle, they should just have holograms of them fight it out at every future WrestleMania.
That would be good.
I need to become a member of the One Warrior Nation. Yes, sir. Own.
That was NWO backwards.
Gosh.
Well, his speech at the Hall of Fame will probably be the highlight of WrestleMania weekend.
I have high hopes for that, being just a train wreck.
You know, it's sad, but I think I'm probably looking forward more to the Hall of Fame than WrestleMania.
Well, it's a hell of a class this year. So far.
So far, absolutely.
Got Lita, Jake the Snake Roberts, and then you got Ultimate Warrior. Who they added this week on Monday Night Raw?
Nobody.
Was there no additions?
I don't think there was.
Nope.
Well, I'm sure there's some more people coming. We've had rumors about Scott Hall and rumors about Mr. T, so...
Well, maybe Lita counts as two, because that's really the only thing that matters in women's wrestling is, you know...
Both of them.
Exactly.
I don't know what you're jiving at here.
Boobies.
Oh, I see.
Devious.
This build-up for WrestleMania hasn't been so hot, but the Elimination Chamber isn't over with, but they normally build out a few months going into WrestleMania. So. Huh.
Yeah, usually.
Oh, go ahead.
You roll out of the Rumble, and you're in full WrestleMania mode, and the Elimination Chamber's just kind of in the way, but I don't know.
It seems before, or years past, they would have feuds that would start around Survivor Series, or even at the end of SummerSlam, that would kind of build up towards WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You had a good point earlier, where I think they're going to kick it into high gear at the Elimination Chamber.
I wonder if they're going to do the Rhodes versus each other. Gold Dust versus Cody.
I don't know if I really want to see that.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to see that either, because at this point, brother versus brother and tag team breaking up is just so
overdone, yeah.
Overdone? It doesn't seem like... I'd much rather them just stay a good tag team for a while.
It would be nice, because they're so hot for a while there, but it seems like they're getting further and further away from that, because they're not in the tag team title picture anymore. They got the Usos wrapped up into that, so...
Well, I think if they did that, you know, Goldust is a fan favorite. I guess you could turn him heel. Mm-hmm. But we've already seen Cody heel. I kind of want to see him face and get a singles run. And
yeah, Cody. Don't want
to move Goldust.
No, I see Goldust doing the heel on Cody. That'd be pretty neat. Because I think he could do it better, you know, nowadays. So, and whatever he wants to, he can always do some pretty good stuff. So, or they allow
him to. He's
been
damn impressive lately.
That's probably what I should say.
That's because he does the DDP yoga.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
He told us that he was on the Atkins diet back in the day when he was on the show, but I don't know if he's keeping up with that. Is the thing going around where he's on the DDP yoga?
I thought he was, but I just assume everyone does the DDP yoga besides me.
Anybody who comes back and is in good shape, it's like DDP yoga.
It's changing lives, bro.
It's
all a big scam. All you gotta do is eat right and stretch a lot. That's DDP yoga in a nutshell.
That's always what I've thought. Is like, I've seen them doing the little stretches, and I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. But then I saw what the diet was for DDP yoga, and I'm like, that's why people are losing all this weight.
Exactly.
You don't have to exercise if you eat that way. You're going to lose weight.
Yeah. If you starve yourself, you're going to lose weight. That's for sure. If you keep weight on and you're not eating nothing, then something's definitely wrong.
Well, we were talking about boobies earlier, I was. And I was wondering also, if kids get the WWE Network and they check out all these matches and characters from the 80s and the Attitude Era, do you think the tide of popular opinion will change and they're going to start hating John Cena? They're going to start hating the PG, Keep It Safe, Brawling Buddies era?
I think they already do.
Like, I mean, the kids right now who buy the John Cena t-shirts and...
Well, they say, like, really, there's not a whole lot of kids that watch wrestling nowadays. Like, even during the PG era, there really wasn't that many kids watching, like, no more than usual. You know? So, there's far more adults watching it than kids. That's what I heard, anyways. I could be wrong. But, I don't know. They'll probably grow up, and will they look back on it fondly? I mean, and there's a lot of stuff that I look back on when I was a kid that I pretty fondly. And maybe it wasn't the best stuff. I'll go back and I'll watch, like the dinosaur show that used to be on.
On ABC, the live-action ones?
Yeah. And I was like, I used to love that show back in the day, but now I watch it and that damn little baby goes, "I'm the baby!" And I'm like, screw that shit. I feel sorry for my dad I ever made him watch that.
Not the mama.
Oh, my God. Or the damn... what was that Bob Saget show? With the twins on?
Full House?
Full House?
Full House, yeah.
Well, that's still a great show.
It is.
You're not liking the Full House? What's
going on
here? I haven't
seen it. I don't know. I'll have to watch it, you know, if I catch it on.
Man. I don't know how to feel about this.
That's a great show. I catch it like at 3 in the morning once in a while, and it's entertaining then.
All great shows are played at 3 in the morning. They do have a lot of, like older shows. You know, like Raymond's on a lot of times. Everybody loves Raymond. Just 3 in the morning. Sometimes you can catch AWA.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Like on ESPN
Classics. ESPN Classics.
I think they've been playing, what was it, the Herb Abrams stuff recently. Not AWA, but what was that company?
Global.
I'm thinking Global.
Well, they have the rights to all those because they do show Global on there. They show the AWA, and then they do show the Herb Abrams UWF on there, too. And they're all all so great at 3 in the morning.
If I could remember what channel it's on, it's way up there on my cable box. It's like 689 or something like that.
I don't know if I have that ESPN Classics or not, but AWA on ESPN, I got to throw this out here on In Your Head, was the absolute first time I was ever exposed to professional wrestling and saw King Kong Bundy and the words AWA on the apron of the ring, and it burned into my brain and made me become a lifelong fan of the sport.
Oh, man.
I remember when I was a kid, I heard like my next door neighbors talk about AWA, but I don't think I ever watched it when I was younger. But I wish I would have.
I only saw maybe 5 minutes of the match, and my mom said, "You got to go to bed." Yada yada yada. But it's like crack. Once you get in your system, man, you're hooked.
That's what King Kong Bundy does to you.
It's like, God damn, I need some T. Joe Kahn. Right now, I need it. Hoosier Highway, this is a night where we're appreciating a man known as Jackie Jones. Can
That's
you throw
right.
some appreciation out on his birthday, Jackie Jones's birthday?
I appreciate Jackie Jones, the godfather of In Your Head, and One Inch Bicep, and President Clinton, and everything you guys do. But Jack shares a birthday with Big John Studd.
He does?
He does. It's on Wikipedia.
I bet he didn't know that. He's never mentioned it to me. Big John Studd.
He's so big.
He's in great company.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate the man with the plan. And I do have a story to share about Pizza Hut.
Okay.
That I think Jack would appreciate.
Do tell.
Excellent.
Because he is one sick son of a bitch.
I think he hates Pizza Hut. I'm not sure. I think he does.
Well, it was because what Siki was talking about earlier, and this kind of jarred a memory I had. I worked at Pizza Hut about 1995 or so, and I was washing the dishes in the back room, waiting for a delivery, and I hear this noise coming out of the little room next to me where they made the dough. And it was like a hissing noise, like a sss. And it sounded like somebody's pouring water into something. I was like, that sounds odd. The guy comes out of the room, and he starts laughing and carrying on. I'm like, what's so funny? He's like, buddy, I just pissed in the thin crust dough.
Oh, God.
And I didn't know what to do because he was my boss. I didn't want to get fired. I made good money at that job. So I kind of just kept my mouth shut and didn't eat any pizza there for the rest of the time I worked there. Yeah, I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Man. Pissing in the thin crust. I always liked the pan, so that's good.
You were safe.
Destroy the thin crust. But if he pissed in the thin crust, God only knows what he did to the pan. Hoosier Highway, is there anything else you would like to share with us tonight?
No, but I really appreciate you turning me on to the ESPN Classics there. I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah, it's way high up on my, like, I just got the small box in my room here, and it's hard to remember. It's like 600-something, I forget. There's a lot of numbers in between there.
ESPN Classic is not always on normal cable plans. Sometimes you got to have the higher end package to get it, but it's
I think nowadays they might, because everybody, like Comcast, is making everybody have a box now, and I think they add a lot more channels now to. So
I don't think I get it, but there are ways around that. If you know
yeah, there's plenty of ways to watch it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea.
Going to a neighbor's house who has more channels.
Okay.
May go down to the local theater where they have the closed circuit television broadcasts.
That's right.
That's how we did it back in the day. Back when I was like 2. I went to all the closed circuit broadcasts. And I remember every bit of it.
I'm sure you do. Waddling your way down there, buying a ticket.
Glaugo 13 thinks Lita should be inducted by El Dandy.
Olay.
There was a story back in the day about, you know, her and El Dandy.
How could she resist El Dandy?
I mean, it's in the name. I mean, my name is El Dandy.
He's a dandy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I really hope Edge inducts
Lita. Was a dandy. Unzip and go, Dandy.
I'm sure Edge will do the induction. I can't think of who else they would have do it.
Trish. I really don't want to see her up there again, but
I'm pretty sure Trish is going to do it.
Yeah. Maybe she'll bring her baby.
She's like, there's my baby in the crowd. And then she just stops and waits for everybody's applause. And I'll say, congratulations.
Take that song, man.
Mm-hmm. I just blew his mind.
He's not listening to us anymore.
You're on the worst podcast ever, Liz. You're number 53. You turned me gay. Still don't know how we turned somebody gay, but
I don't know. I still don't know how I didn't make the president's list. Nixon made it. Mm-hmm. I didn't make it.
Don't see Nixon talking to him.
Nope.
Jeez.
Oh, I wouldn't talk to him. Aruga.
Aruga.
23 Skidoo. Aruga.
Who can Richard Nixon bang on this week's episode? Miss Elizabeth?
Yeah, he's hitting Liz.
Oh, man.
Damaged goods.
Are you calling Liz damaged goods?
Yeah. Because Nixon banged her.
Oh, okay, okay. I see.
Also Ric Flair.
Yeah, you don't want to be going after Ric Flair. God only knows.
You think Richard Nixon and Ric Flair were ever in the same room together?
I don't know.
I don't know. Probably not.
It would have been quite the encounter.
It would have. Like, Flair's talking about all the money he's spending and everything, being the world champion, and then Richard Nixon's like, my upper lip perspires. Oh, man. Richard Nixon.
The only thing he did wrong was get caught.
Exactly. That's all we all ever do wrong, is get caught. Mm-hmm.
If I had it all to do over again, the one thing that I would do is not get caught.
Exactly.
And maybe not admit that I was Batty Oil. Maybe. But
the cat's out of the bag, Batty.
I know. It's all me.
Mr. Oil.
That's me. You can also call me, I don't know, let's see. Call me,
Sal McGee.
Yeah, that was me too. Bob.
Oh, hey, man. Y'all.
My pig died last week. See? It's me.
Oh, man. You are a master at this. I've been fooled.
I've been just rocking and rolling it all these years. Just letting it all out, though, now.
I'm still not 100% convinced that this isn't all Jack E. Jones doing all the voices on this podcast for all these years.
It
cannot prove 100% unless I see it in real life.
So I'm just a figure who, in the mind of Jack E. Jones, and now I'm saying that I'm all these other characters. It could be Jack E. Jones' way of coping with being all these characters and just, you know, relegating it to one of his other characters. So, yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
Makes sense now. Makes perfect sense.
That sounds right, Batty.
Do you want to be in a cartoon with me and all naked and having me do inappropriate things to you?
Who wouldn't?
You weren't talking to me, right?
Whoever. We could have a three-way. No.
That would be quite the bit strip.
Mm-hmm. Bit strip. That's the word I was looking for. Bit strip. I know all about them.
You must. Mm-hmm. You're hacking them or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's easy. I do it all the time.
Have to show me how to do that.
Oh, I'll give you. I'll tell you after the show.
Good.
What is a bit strip? Like a little internet cartoon with captions?
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I'd tell you all about it, but we just don't have the time here on the show. Alrighty, Hoosier Highway. I'll be talking to you later on. You can add me on the Nintendo Network.
The Nintendo Network, the Miiverse, is like Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be playing some Mario Kart when it comes out. And
I got to get a Wii U first. I just got a 3DS.
Oh. Well, what do I got for the 3DS? I got the Pilot Wings. I've got the, what else do I got? I've got the new Super Mario 2 for it.
I have Mario Kart 7 for the 3DS.
I've got Mario Kart 7 as well.
It's on.
It is on.
Do you still drop banana peels?
Yeah, you can do that. And then you got the turtle shells.
Turtle shells. And
mm-hmm. Mario Kart 8 is going to come out for the Wii U pretty soon. I think it's next month. And it looks like you can use like all of like Koopa's kids in it. Like all the bosses you had to fight in like part 3 and stuff.
I have Mario Kart for the Super Nintendo.
You're taking it back to the original.
That is the Mario Kart that I have.
I've got that one as well. It's pretty sweet still.
Mm-hmm.
They even like rehash some of the tracks like from back in the day. Like they even use some of like the old tracks in like the new updated versions. It's pretty cool.
Good times.
Alrighty. We'll talk to you later, Hoosier Highway. You take
care. Great talking to you guys. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
You too.
Planned on calling in tonight. You better make it soon, because we ain't going to stay here much longer. 508-644-8503.
We got it. Anyone else here?
There's nobody else right now.
Nobody else? Oh, man, we got to think of something to talk about then.
Yep.
You still got me here.
We've already talked to you, Jimmy Jam. That wouldn't be fair to everyone else.
I've got Summer Rae. She's been humbled. She's so honored to be in the first diva in a WWE film.
One that they're releasing to the public. I'm sure Vince has a whole collection of those videos.
Yeah. I just wonder how much of that stuff has gone down in the WWE. I don't think I need to know. It would just break my heart to know that, like, Vince is banged, like, Tori Wilson or something.
Why wouldn't he is the real thing.
Oh, I'm not, you know, who could blame him? But it's like, man, just don't want to know that.
Why? If that doesn't get you interested, you wouldn't want to watch that tape either.
It's like he comes through the door and they're playing, like, No Chance in Hell. And then Shane calls and he's like, that's just my moron fucking son. And he throws his cell phone against the wall. He's like, never talk to that asshole. He can't do nothing right. Kills my fucking heart on, that's all he does.
Now, Stephanie, ooh.
Now I'm getting harder. Mahogany down here. Ha ha ha.
It has a very strange relationship.
Quite the odd guy, that Vince.
I know there's like an episode of Raw where they catch him like staring at her boobs. There's like a clip where he just looks right down at him. Not sure which one that was, but I always heard about it.
Nice rack there, daughter.
Look at them titties. Man, that's strange. I feel kind of sick.
Sick. Think you might puke?
He's gonna puke. He's gonna... Then he just spits a little bit. He didn't puke.
I think Jimmy Jam can puke on cue.
Can you puke on cue, Jimmy Jam?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, go ahead and try.
Go on, Jimmy Jam. You need some water? You gonna puke?
He's gonna puke.
Is he puking?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think
he's wandered off camera.
He's like, screw these guys. Oh, man. Taz wants back in the WWE. Come on. Let's see. I read stuff on Facebook. It was kind of interesting. Let's see. I'll find us a topic here.
Topic!
You know, the commentary for Raw, SmackDown, and the pay-per-views with Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler.
What?
I said JBL's doing all the commentary now between Raw, SmackDown, and the pay-per-views.
Hey.
That's right.
Jay Beefington, he's posting the Ric Flair with I think that's Little Egypt. No, that's Fifi the Maid, ain't it?
What about Fifi the Maid?
I think that's Fifi the Maid. They're in a picture together.
With who? Ric?
Ric Flair, yeah.
Yeah, he's dating Fifi.
Yeah, that's so strange.
They're on the lam together.
So, are they actively pursuing Ric Flair right now?
He can't go back to North Carolina.
God. What the hell?
The MWF North is gone.
The what?
Oh, Jimmy Jam.
The promotion that... The North part... of the MWF is gone. It's all gone thanks to John Cena Sr.
Gone.
The NWF.
What?
The Boston promotion.
Oh. Well, who cares about that?
Who's his wrestler?
Well, you have some of Vince's guys that are wrestling in that promotion now.
I'm about to get mean on you, Jimmy Jam. Like Jack was the other week. Who's this wrestler TNA got arrested?
Oh.
I don't know who that guy is.
I don't know who he is, but his name is like Bruce something. And he got arrested for writing on Facebook that he would offer somebody $100 to like kill a cop.
Yeah.
But apparently this same guy tried to shoot pin for the NWA title like 2 years ago in front of 20 people. He was not successful either.
Huh. I'm looking at his mugshot here, and I don't know who he is, but you know the guy's, like, crazy, because he's smiling in his mugshot, and that's one picture you shouldn't be smiling in. There's
that's
something
the
wrong
thing
with
to
you.
Do these days. Just smile in your mugshot like nothing's wrong.
It's just like, yeah, being arrested. Let's just cheese like nothing is going wrong at all.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Jeez. What's the matter with that dude?
He's
being arrested.
Well, he also tried to shoot pin for the NWA title at some rec center in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's obviously not all there.
Man. Huh. Crazy people. I saw on ROH this week is kind of funny. In the beginning, they had Maria come out with her bow there. What's his name? I'll think of it here in a minute.
We had it. Mike Bennett.
Mike Bennett, yep.
She came out and she was talking about, like, how she can control men in wrestling. And she was like, he gave me a pile driver or something like that. And then, that's all right. I'm going to stay here to take whatever men want to give me in this ring. And that got a huge response from the crowd. They're like, yes, yes, yes. It was just a funny moment because she didn't mean it like that. It was just pretty awesome. They just chanting like, you know, they're all perverts. Perverts.
Perverts. Just like Jimmy Jam.
What's your response to that, Jimmy Jam?
Not a pervert.
I saw the kid that grabbed Natalia's boob. I don't know if the kid was actually grabbing for the boob, but he sure got him. He sure copped a feel.
I saw the video of that, and when you see the picture, and then you see the actual live video of it, it's completely different. It seems more accidental.
He was just saying, "Hey, this is a wrestler, Natalia," and he just went to, you know, kind of pat him. And then he got himself, you know, a whole boob there.
Got himself a handful.
Mm-hmm. He just helped himself.
That's something that...
Don't mind if I do.
That's something Jimmy Jam would do. Pervert.
Now, if I was, like, just a dude in the crowd, and she came over and, like, you know, did that whole thing with me, and I just totally copped a feel, I mean, what would happen to me?
I believe you would be escorted out of the building.
Damn it. And that's just not right.
And to her hotel room.
Man. So I guess Tyson Kidd's not going to be taking on that kid at WrestleMania. I mean, Tyson Kidd's not going to be on WrestleMania.
The kid would go over.
Mm-hmm. They just beat him.
Clean.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, like, pile drive him or something.
Man, Bray Wyatt, whenever he was doing the whole, like, blowing out the candle bit, it seemed like he just wasn't getting a good cue because he kept looking over at the camera. His eyes were, like, shuffling, like...
Should I do it, dude? Should I do it? Come on, tell me.
Should I do it now?
Dad, tell me if I should do it!
Blow out my fake battery-operated ladder in here. Good old Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt.
He should go back as Husky Harris.
You liked it when he was Husky?
Yeah.
You would.
Daniel Bryan's got a new shirt.
He does. He's got a Shea shirt.
Mm-hmm. I can't really tell if that's Daniel Bryan on it, though.
Maybe.
I guess it is, because it's his shirt, but do you like it?
It's better than just one that says yes. 18 times on it.
That's true. Where it has, like, the cartoon goat on it or something.
I mean, I wouldn't wear it. But I probably wouldn't wear most wrestling t-shirts.
I do feel dorky sometimes when I got a wrestling t-shirt on. It's like, I'll go to the post office and there's a fine young gal standing in line. And I'm like, well, what do we have here? And I just walk up and I look down and it's like, oh shit, I got Ric Flair and Harley Race battling away in this bloody battle on the front of my shirt. Not getting me anything.
Sad time. Unless she's one of those weirdo lady wrestling fans.
I saw this, my friend was looking through this girl's pictures on her Facebook.
And by, like, weirdo, I mean awesome. I'm not saying anything bad here. It's just not usual.
My friend was looking through this girl's Facebook, and he was like, here, I thought you would enjoy this picture. And, like, he showed me a picture of this girl standing there with Ric Flair, and the caption said, people tell me that he's famous. I was like, oh my god. She doesn't even know who Ric Flair is.
People tell me he's famous.
Woo!
Woo! The Nature Boy.
Where are we partying tonight, Aaron? Woo! What is that noise? What noise are you making?
I'm not making no noise. That's just my clock going off on the every hour.
Do you have like a... Is that like a cuckoo clock?
No, it's a Charlie Brown clock that plays the Charlie Brown theme song on the hour.
Oh, so that's what that was. It's busting out the Peanuts tune.
Womp, 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 womp.
This is Mrs. Kerboppel, or whoever the teacher's name was in that. I know it's not Kerboppel.
I was about to say, it's certainly not Kerboppel.
I don't think the Simpsons would just blatantly steal the name from Peanuts. Hell yeah. Alrighty. I think we've killed enough time. Nobody's calling in. Screw you bastards. Thank you, everybody who's called in tonight.
And special. Go ahead.
I think you're about to do it anyhow.
Special thanks to Mr. Jackie Jones. Jam-up guy. Serious professional. Hope he had an excellent birthday.
It's been a privilege doing the show with him for the last 6 or 7 years, however long it's been. He's heading out on his DJ career, you know? I mean, he could be a big star. I mean, he's got the goods. He's got the talent.
He's awesome at it. I mean, if from time to time he'd like to grace us and do the show, or maybe just join us in the chat room, and if he doesn't want to draw too much attention to himself, you know, call himself something different, maybe Stanley, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be good times. We miss him, and we would like to have him back. Please, DJ Curly Bear, grace us with your presence.
And there you go. Happy birthday, Jackie Jones, once again. And I just want
Nasty Neil.
And Nasty Neil and
Neil Jones.
Farter McGee. The pride of the pilgrims. Handsome Jackie Jones.
Nature Boy.
The Nature Boy. Well, he's got a bunch of names.
If he's a nature boy, then he should have. Then he should be limousine riding, jet flying.
You know, we've been very liberal with you tonight, Jimmy Jam.
Can we have your dad just come in and gag you with something? Just tie something around your mouth. It's like, that's enough, James. Shut the fuck up. That's all right, Jimmy Jam. We're glad you appreciate the show.
You're a good kid.
Mm-hmm. You got spraz, whatever that is.
The WrestleTaz?
WrestleTaz. He coined that phrase.
That he did.
Jimmy Jam?
Yeah.
All right. I was just making sure you're good. Take her easy, my man. We will be back next week. Not sure if the Prez will be with me or not. But
I don't know. I never know.
Well, me neither. But, you know, we'll do something. There'll be some form of In Your Head next week.
Recap
the pay-per-view.
Recap the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the opening of the network.
You know what? I'm trying to do this here, Jimmy Jam. I was going to say, maybe we'll just watch the network and commentate what's going on it.
There you go. Alrighty. Till next week, keep your noses clean and stay out of trouble. I almost kind of thought about killing that, like not doing that no more, because I saw Kevin Smith, he always says like a little movie line at the end of Comic Book Men, and I'm like, man, guy's a fucking tool.
What a tool.
I wonder if I sound like a tool like that when I say my little, like, you know, outro thing.
Oh. Are we still on?
Yeah, we're still on.
Oh, man. Well, for one-inch biceps, Jackie Jones. This is President Clinton saying, see you next week on InYourHeadOnline.com.
And appreciate Jack. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
You know, guys, this is, of course, Mr. Number One, George South, InYourHead.com. And just, you know, there's not old school or new school. There's just right and there's just wrong.